Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gable Renz, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. Baseball is back. We got a full slate of baseball on the board this evening. We've got a game starting in a couple of minutes that we'll get into. Cam, Cincinnati Reds are on the clock right now. The New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves throwing it down right now in Queens. We've got a scoreless baseball game. We've got a ton of picks. Joey Odessa is going to step up and in. Baseball is back, but the UFC hasn't stopped. Fight Island throws down Saturday night. We're going to kick it with Joey Odessa. We're going to break down your best bets of the day. As we asked you guys on Twitter, at Sports Rage, what's your best Major League Baseball bets of the day? I've already got a couple of games circled. We've already got a couple of parlays in action. We're coming off the win last night. And, of course, last night started, you know, the season started the way you would expect the 2020 season to start. Cam, with a 5-inning lightning rainout.
I do have some positive news for all the people on the Mets. They just hit a home run. Cespedes just went deep. It's been a great pitcher's duel today, Gabe, between Soroka and they took out DeGrom early. DeGrom, after 5 innings of work, 72 pitches, a one-hitter. He had 8 Ks, but the Mets have taken a 1-0 lead, just for the update, in the bottom of the 7th right there. And I don't want to do this all the time. I don't like to, you know, give ourselves the old Barry Horowitz, but last night, other than getting screwed in the Houston soccer game, we picked the goal scorer for L.A., the goal scorer for Houston on the show. Dodgers, Yanks parlay, a lot of positive things except for the screw job in the soccer game, Gabe. So, you know, kudos to us and all the listeners that followed the picks.
Yeah, we absolutely crushed the soccer last night. I've been very streaky with the MLS. So we gave you the Houston Dynamo to win. Portland, L.A. was a draw at plus 330. We told you Ibisi was going to score, and he did at plus 330. Pavon scored last night. MLS returns on fight, and the Braves are trailing 1-0 right now. The Mets just take a 1-0 lead, and you know, we'll see if the Mets bullpen can hang on. One of the weaknesses of the Mets in the past is always their bullpen.
Yeah, the bullpen of the Mets has been a problem. And I got to tell you, Gabe, I'm really, really shocked that I know they want to not screw around with DeGrom, but, you know, 72 pitches isn't a lot of pitches. And what else do we know? Like, you talk about 2020, one thing you can count on, the Mets not giving Jacob DeGrom run support. They just never seem to give this guy run. They never give Jacob DeGrom run support there. And right when he leaves the game, what happens? They get a run. It's unbelievable. Like everything, like the sun comes out in the morning, the New York Mets do not give this guy run support, but it's a great pitcher. Hey, we got to give Soroka a lot of credit too for Atlanta. He's done an absolutely bang up job there. He was rocking and rolling too. Hope everybody has the under in this baseball game right now, but 1-0 Mets. We got 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th right now. So hey, it's a pitcher's duel. If you like pitcher's duel, that's good. And next game up on the board, Gabe was mentioning, too, we're going to talk about the Cincinnati Reds game. Cincinnati taking on the Detroit Tigers. That line is a little bit of steam action there at FanDuel. We're seeing the Reds up to 174 right now, and the total in that baseball game sits at 8.5, Morenci. So one thing I say, DeGrom doesn't get the run support. They get the run when he leaves the game, but 1-0 Mets, bottom seven, two outs, Reds game right about 4 minutes before first pitch, Morenci.
Yeah, let's get into the Cincinnati Red game. As last night, it was minus 170. It actually went up to about $1.84. It's come back down right now. All right, we want to welcome all of our radio affiliates right now on Game Time Decisions. I am Gable Morenci, throwing it down to Raging Redhead. Cam Stewart, baseball is back. We gave you a bunch of winners last night. Crazy game on the West Coast last night as Dodger backers were stressing out for a couple of hours. And then the floodgates open. Close game going on right now between Atlanta and the Mets. Division rivals. Every game counts. Supposedly in this, it would have if it wasn't 16 teams making the playoffs. But we're going to get into our best bets. All right, so the Reds going off the board right now. A trendy team this year. You have to be careful with trendy teams, but they seem to be in a good spot this evening. And in fact, I'm surprised the number's not higher tonight with this baseball game. I bet it last night at minus 170. I thought it would get up to like minus 190, 200 or something like that. It hit minus 184. But the Detroit Tigers projected to be one of the worst teams in baseball. They have their best pitcher on the hill, Matt Boyd. But the fact of the matter is, Boyd's really a 4 or 5 on a good team. You know, he's not really an ace. He's just the Tigers' best pitcher. And, you know, Cam, if Cincinnati's for real, they better back this up tonight with a win. And 16 teams make the playoffs, but there's still only 60 games. The Reds have to take advantage of a game like this. I think they can. I think they will. I do like the Cincinnati Reds tonight.
I do, too. That game's going off in 3 minutes. So if you like the Reds, you want to take the Tigers. Me and Gabe are both on the Reds. I have them in round-robin parlays. I like the situation tonight. Sonny Gray going for the Reds. Arguably, he's not even their best pitcher, in my opinion. Obviously, Luis Castillo is their best pitcher. This guy's a certified all-star and stud. But the Reds' bat should be enough. You said it, Gabe. Boyd, when he was at the Blue Jay organization, also a four starter. He could be good, but usually, you know, he can get tagged. I think the Reds lineup is full of guys who can really mash the ball. I'd look towards the over in the game, but I'm not really screwing around with the total. We got the Mets and the under in the first game. I'm just going to take the Reds and have it in parlays, buddy. Go Reds!
Well, if you look at last night's game between the Yankees and the Nationals, I think if it didn't get shut down, it was trending towards the over. Right, it looked like it was going to open up. You know, we talked about the home runs, and you know that wasn't a surprise. Then the Dodgers game opens up late last night as well. You know, DeGrom's a great pitcher, and so is Soroka.
He is.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll get into the pitch. Take the Reds.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All All right, game time decisions. Let's do this thing. I am Gabriel Rensselaer. We're throwing it down with a raging redhead. Cam Stewart, Joey Odessa will join us in about 15 minutes for you fight fans. UFC Fight Island continues, as does the Major League Baseball season, as teams are starting to take the field. A couple of teams already with a game under their belt. We've got a game starting right now. Our boy J-Rod says he's taking a run to be scored in the first inning of Detroit and Cincinnati. I haven't
like
pulled
that.
The trigger on that bet yet. I would have done it in the Atlanta-New York game, but we had a lot of stuff going on early. We did get in-game action on this. I got a parlay, actually, under 6.5 in the Mets and the Braves. I took it in-game, so under 6.5. I took it, like, in the fourth inning or something like that, in the fourth or fifth. I think it was the fourth. Under 6.5, parlayed with the Philadelphia Phillies. To win. And I know you're attracted to the fish. You're smelling the fish and chips.
You're reading the tweets. The Marlins. You could smell the fish in my freezer. Salmon steaks.
We got to identify dogs, not fish. All right. I'm looking for underdogs, not dead fish, Cam. Right? I want woof woof, not splash splash.
Yeah, you're right. Splash splash.
Hey, I think I'll the tell Phillies you, are going to murder him.
Oh, yeah. Well, Nola, that's the thing. As I mentioned on my Twitter, it's funny. I said I haven't clicked on it yet because when I see Aaron Nola pitching for a very good Philadelphia team, Gabe, I'm very hesitant. There's a couple live dogs tonight, I think, and we'll go through it. I'm going to tell you guys something, and this is not just a homer pick. The Blue Jays are the next game off against Tampa Bay. That's a 6:40 start. They got Ryu going, and they're getting 35, 40 cents against Tampa Bay. I get it. Morton's a good pitcher. Tampa Bay's a good team, but the Blue Jays have Ryu, and they have good young hitters on that team. I think that's a nice price on a game that can go either way. And you're getting Bumgarner maybe as a dog tonight. The Angels look like an attractive dog. You're right, Gabe. We got to go to the kennel, but we can't adopt every dog. We got to pick only a couple. The house is only so big. A couple or two or three pooches.
It's a pretty chalky night tonight because it's opening night for most teams. So a lot of teams have their best pitchers or very good pitchers on the hill. Still, as far as Ryu is expected, Ryu could be a big difference maker for the Toronto Blue Jays. They haven't really had a veteran guy that's pitched in big games that the younger pitchers can look up to. And, you know, he's 33 years old. He's solid. I think he's better than people realize. But one thing, and it'll be interesting to see, he was very good in Southern California. All right. There's a big split and dichotomy between Ryu on the road and Ryu at home. And, it's amazing. So, last year he was 10-1 in 14 home games. 10-1, 4-4 on the road. So you're in Tampa tonight, but, you know, Tampa hasn't seen his stuff all that much. And I like that. You know, if you're looking at a pitcher, you know, if they haven't seen his stuff, he's a unique dude. He's got a unique delivery. I do think the Toronto Blue Jays are a live dog tonight. You have to look at underdogs and say to yourself a couple of things, all right? Not just like the number, all right? Oh boy, man, they're plus 170. Can they win the baseball game? It's the same thing when you look at when you're capping a football game. We talk about this all the time. Basically, like 82% of the time, the point spread doesn't matter, okay? We think it matters. It doesn't matter. Literally like 80. And last year, the point spread did matter a little bit more, but over the last 5 years or so. So when you're betting an underdog, you don't want to take an underdog, Cam, in football that can't win the game.
You don't think it'll win.
But,
I agree.
Yeah, they can't win the game, but I'm hoping a backdoor. Maybe we can score a late touchdown and cover the spread.
Unless they're like a 21 plus. I know where you're coming from. I agree. When I see my generous
sounds like
points,
a recipe for disaster.
My recipes have been very, very good lately, and I've changed my tune. You know me, Marenzi. When I first got in, I used to bet on every dog. Oh, take this, the value, blah blah blah. No, there's good dogs and bad dogs, and I agree with you 100%. If you think the team can win, I agree 100%.
Yeah, so yeah,
I'm with you.
So you ask yourself, is the team going to win the game? So are the Detroit Tigers going to win tonight? Yeah, they could.
They could,
but are they? You know, what's the percentage that they're going to win? Same with the Baltimore Orioles this evening. right? You sort of, you know, you look at some of these teams, these numbers aren't that bad. Mm-hmm. There's a couple other games that are flying under the radar against bad baseball teams where I think the numbers are favorable. But if you look at this mm-hmm. Blue Jays game, the Rays are being a little bit over, they're not overhyped, you know, but the Rays aren't a sleeper anymore. All right. Normally, no. You know, for the past couple of years, nobody believes in the Rays. It's like, wow, the Rays, they don't really have anybody. They just throw in a bunch of no-name pitchers out of the bullpen all the time. Now the Rays are trendy. Now the Rays, some people are picking the Rays to win the World Series, and it's getting priced into the number. I'm telling you, last year this number, you know, the Rays would be minus 127 right now. They'd be minus 117 right now. Instead, they're a big favorite right now. Ooh, the Rays, the Rays. All right, they've got Morton on the hill. Ryu is every bit as good as Morton is. Then you get into the lineup. These Blue Jay bats are ready to go. Saw them against the Boston Red Sox playing in the exhibition game. You know, Vlad Jr. planting one on Lansdowne, put it out of the stadium. I think the Jays are ready to go. Are they? Is it a lock they're going to win the game? No, but to me, the game's a 50-50 game, Cam, yes. On the field. I think the game's a toss-up. And, hey, the Rays can win, the Blue Jays can win, but we're getting plus 132, right? You know, when you look at it, is it a 50-50 toss-up with the Tigers and the Reds? No, it's not, right? And it's like you're taking a leap of faith. But in this situation with the Blue Jays, they can win this game. I do think the Blue Jays are worth pulling the trigger on tonight.
Yeah, well, you know what I do, and it's when you put your lines up there, Gabe, what would you have made that line? Jays and Rays. I would have made the Rays $1.17 tops. And we're seeing like what, almost $1.50? You said it. The Tampa Bay Rays have not seen Ryu before. He's, you know, he's a pitcher in the National League. They come there. And the Rays, yeah, sure, they have guys on the team, but I will say this. They don't even have the power that the Blue Jays have. That's the thing. The Rays have very solid professional hitters, but the Blue Jays can get a couple guys on base, one swing of the bat, boom. I think, I would have made Tampa Bay a slight favorite in this game, not like $1.50 favorite. I think the Blue Jays offer value. I think they can win the game. But I will say this about your Boston Red Sox comment. I don't think they're a lock against Baltimore tonight. You wouldn't catch me dead laying over $2 with Eovaldi against anybody, even Tommy Malone.
Yes and no. I get it. It's not making my cut. It didn't make my list. I'm going to lay some chalk later tonight. I'm going to be a part of the public, the Pauly Shore public parlay of the night. Try to pull that off fast. The Pauly Shore mm-hmm. public parlay of the night. And we're going to be on the Houston Astros and the Los Angeles Dodgers later. But if I'm going to lay, uh-oh. If I lay chalk, I'll lay the run lines. I'll put it in parlays. It'll be interesting to see. Look, last year, a lot of these sure shot parlays of the night wouldn't win. Right? We'd be like, oh, there's no way this loses. But that would happen more in basketball. Not in baseball. Look, we talked about it coming into the year. The Dodgers are going to murder people, bro. And they're doing it. Like, they did it last night. They're going to do it again tonight. It's going to be the same thing tonight. Like, the Dodgers are going to win, like, 10-2. Do you know what they did to Arizona in the two exhibition games? They won 21-3.
Oh, I know. They
went 21-3. They went 8-1. Like, a bad night for the Dodgers. I've been reading a lot of the numbers and stuff. Like, baseball nerds think the Dodgers might average like 6.7 runs a game this year. They're that good type of stuff. They're going to put that many runs up. We'll get
Big Ginger pitched well last night too. That's the thing. He was fantastic, and things got scary. But you saw what the Dodgers did, Gabe. Yeah, exactly. And another thing is the game stayed under by the hook. We hit that one too. Forgot to say we mentioned we had the under in that game, won by the hook.
But
there
with
nine total runs.
But let's not pat the Dodgers on the back too much for beating up on the San Francisco Giants.
Yes, I agree. Right? It's a AAA team.
The Dodgers have to prove this. Yeah, the Dodgers will be judged by what they do in October. But
exactly.
You know, they are going to be a difficult team to get in front of. Well, you know, we'll keep track of it. All right, so they're 1-0 on the run line right now. Yeah, they won by the 1.5. So it's still 1-0 right now for the New York Mets. The Tigers and the Reds are off and running right now. We got a piece of the Cincinnati Reds. This Blue Jay game against the Rays actually starts at 6:40 Eastern time.
Exactly.
And we got Joey Odessa talking UFC coming up next. So I am going to pull the trigger on the Toronto Blue Jays. It's one of our best bets of the night. We got to take a little bit of underdog action, and the Blue Jays will be it. Game Time Decisions continues.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey guys, Sam Stewart, the Sports Grid News and Betting Update. You want the edge? Get on the grid. We got live baseball action right now. Game one, Atlanta taking on the Mets. It was a great pitcher's duel with DeGrom and Soroka, and we have a run in this game. So the Mets lead 1-0. We're heading into the bottom of the eighth. 1-0 for the Mets. DeGrom out of the game. Only a one hitter in 5 innings, 8 Ks on 72 pitches. The Atlanta Braves opened up today without both catchers, Tyler Flowers and Travis Darno, have symptoms of coronavirus. So they had to call up two catchers from the minors, Alex Jackson and William Contreras. Detroit in Cincinnati, we are in the bottom of the first inning right now. Cincy batting, and this is a scoreless game. Next up at 6:40, Toronto taking on Tampa Bay. Rays -152, total 7.5 on FanDuel. 6:40 start. The Blue Jays will be playing their 2020 regular season at AAA Buffalo. There's still lighting issues at the ballpark, but the Jays are working on addressing them. The team will still play home games against the Washington Nationals at Nats Park July 29th and 30th. MLB and MLBPA adjusting their approach to positive COVID-19 tests. Some players who reportedly test positive might not require two negative tests in a 24-hour span to return to play if a panel of experts from the league and the union can clear them. 1 week before players open up camp, it's still Jamal Adams. He's bitching. Adams did confirm the team is willing to trade him from the Jets, and he says Coach Adam Gase is the wrong man for the job. Quote, he is not a leader. The ACC and Notre Dame are considering whether the Fighting Irish will give up their football independence to play in the ACC in 2020. They are looking into an 11-game schedule that would include 10 conference games, and it would start the season September 12th. The hurdle involved is conference revenue sharing, as Notre Dame has its own TV deal with NBC. The ACC hopes to release its schedule by next week. Michigan State's football team, all in quarantine after a staffer and player test positive for COVID-19. NBA players say they're going to kneel before anthems on the opening nights of the restart. Lots of players leaving the bubble today. We'll start with Pacers all-star Domantas Sabonis. He has to seek treatment on a foot injury. He's gone. LA Clippers guard Lou Williams had to leave for personal reasons. That's the third Clipper. Montrezl Harrell and Patrick Beverley not with the team as well. Houston Rockets guard Austin Rivers, he's left the bubble to attend to an urgent family matter. The New York Knicks coaching search taking a turn. LA Lakers assistant Jason Kidd has emerged as the front runner after contract negotiation with Tom Thibodeau have stalled. NHL Chicago defenseman Brent Seabrook won't be in the NHL restart. He's rehabbing from surgeries. Sidney Crosby returning to practice for the Penguins today after missing a week. MLS, Atlanta United firing coach Frank DeBoer. They went scoreless and winless in the MLS is back tournament. English Premier Soccer will kick off September 12th. Golf 3M Open from Blaine, Minnesota. Richie Wierenski and Michael Thompson share the lead. Current cut line is -2. Tiger Woods says he's going to skip the WGC FedEx St. Jude next week to focus on the first major of the season, the PGA Championship, this August 6th at Harding Park in California. And on the European tour, Renato Paratori leads at -16 after 3 rounds. I'm Cam Stewart. That's your Sports Grid News update. Now back to Gabe Morenci on GTV. Up next, Joey Odessa.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenci. We're throwing it down right now with the raging redhead. Baseball is back, and we're breaking it down. The Mets and the Braves. Throwing it down right now. Low scoring, 1-0 baseball game between the Mets and the Braves. Under batters looking good. DeGrom was a strikeout machine when he was on the hill, as was Max Scherzer last night. I want to get into that a little bit and take a look at some of the strikeout props for tonight. And I think Nola could be one of them this evening, Cam, against against the Marlins this evening. 5.5 is the number. Over under 5.5. It almost sounds like a trap, doesn't it?
Be careful, Morenci. Remember I tell you, you're like, hey, the Scherzer number looks big. He got there, no problem. So we're going to do that. We got to identify the traps. You're right, though. That seems very, very low. I don't know what the Miami Marlins are going to do in this situation. Going to try to just, you know, bunt a little bit, keep the ball in play. They're not like free swingers like the New York Yankees are, so that's why we like the over with Scherzer. But that seems very low to me, Gabe. At Morenci Stewart Sportsbook, I think we probably would have put Nola around 7, 7.5, not 5.5. Seems a little bit light.
Yeah, it does. It really does. You know, look, there's no data, though, to go by here, Cam, right? There's no past.
Right.
It's a new season. It's a unique situation. We're seeing, though, pitchers are, you know, we don't know. Last night's game stopped at 5, right? And Cole was cruising along. Scherzer was giving up home runs, but he was striking guys out. We don't know how much longer they were going to go. So it's kind of tough, but it seems to me they're only going 5 or 6 really, Ken. Right? Like if you got to sort of look and see how many pitches did they throw in their last start over the weekend. Mm. Like all these guys that are starting now all pitched in an exhibition game or an intra-squad game over the weekend in their last start. Like a good example was like Cole pitched 87 pitches, which meant like he was going to go about 100. So he probably would have went into the 6th, maybe even the 7th, you know, type of thing. But the game stopped, and Nola's good to go. Like Nola's not on like an ultra short leash or anything, Cam, coming into this game this evening. He pitched 87 pitches as well in his last start. Looked crisp. So he can go tonight. They're not like, it's not like, well, Nola, all right, we better pull him out and be careful after 4 innings. No, they're rolling him out there this evening. And, you know, he's not, you know, a power pitcher by definition. But, I mean, you know, he's had 9 strikeouts, 4 strikeouts, 9 strikeouts, 7 strikeouts, 6 strikeouts. That's just like, you know, that was the last month of the year last year. And he basically went over 5.5, Cam, in 5 of 6 starts, bro. It's like, five. It is -152 to the over, but I worry.
I know. I like it, too. But it's also an interesting situation. You have DeGrom, who was on cruise control today, and they took him out at 72 pitches. I'm not going to say that's going to happen. With Aaron Nola, who, you're right, he's more of a guy. I think he could probably stay in there for 80, 85.
Don't forget,
they might do 90.
DeGrom had some stiffness before, right? It's a little bit, DeGrom isn't 100% healthy. That's the difference.
Yes. I know. I understand. I also think, though, with aces, teams don't want to basically throw them out there and show that they're warriors in the first damn game of the season and talking. He's not going to go through 100 pitches. I could tell you that. He might get into the low 90s, but... yeah, he should be able to get to that total. It seems attainable to me. It's a low number. You said it, though, about Nola. He's not a guy that just throws absolute smoke. He can nibble. He's a craftier pitcher, right? But that number still is – I still expect him to probably get 6 or 7 tonight.
Raging Redhead Cam Stewart kicking it with us right now. We'll try to establish connection with Joey Odessa before we're done here to talk some UFC Fight Island. I see a couple of picks I like. I like Whitaker, actually, in the main event. And we'll share some other picks with you before we're done here. So this Blue Jay game starts in 10 minutes. And I'm going to pull the trigger on the Blue Jays. I want to be careful and stay disciplined. We're sticking to our plans so far. Last night, the strikeout prop that I played got refunded because the game didn't go the distance. Yeah. So, you know, that got refunded. The Yankees got paid out as a win, which was good. So we'll chalk that up. So basically it's 1-0. You know, the parlay got scratched because of the Dodger game and then the chaos last night. So we started off with nice, and I hit a Dodger parlay last night too. So we're officially 1-0 on the show. I want to keep this going. We're going to pull the trigger $100 a game. And we're going to keep it going. So I already put $100 on the Cincinnati Reds.
Great start. I got great news. I got great news. Reds are already up 1-0 with bases loaded, no outs. Come on, Cammy's Reds, baby. Let's put up a crooked number. Big inning. Let's go.
Congratulations to J-Rod. J-Rod cashes that.
J-Rod.
He liked the run in the first inning. And there it is. There's a run in the first inning.
Sure is. Sure.
Good. I've stayed away from that. I've stayed away from that prop so far. Like I said, I'm trying to establish discipline and show discipline here. So right now the Reds. Oh my God, the Reds can already up to -800 right now.
That's stupid. I'm happy where I stand with $1.72. Just leave it alone. It's fine. Everybody, yes, I will take the Cincinnati Reds. We have them in parlays. We have them attached to the Mets. So let's get this. If the Mets can find a way to get two more outs, that'll be a fantastic situation. And hopefully the Reds could put up four or five this inning and give us a little bit of a cushion, Marenzi. So good start right now. And for all you guys betting the Toronto Blue Jays Rays, that's the one dog that Gabe and I are taking. We're taking the Blue Jays in the +142 range. I think it's a good price against Tampa Bay with Ryu going, a guy that they've never seen. Probably not a Morton's a good pitcher too, but I think the Jays are a very, very juicy underdog.
Yeah, I think they are very as well. Good underdog. I think they're gonna be right in the game right now. And so you've got 8 minutes to get in on that baseball game. There might be a couple of other small underdogs on the board here that could be worth a look. We're going to get into your guys' best bets. We had a lot of responses, so we'll see if there's a consensus among the Rageaholics out there and the viewers and the listeners. You can fire off your best bet to us at Sports Rage on Twitter right now. We'll see what you guys like this evening. You know, the Milwaukee Brewers, small underdogs against the Chicago Cubs. To me, that's a toss-up. Game.
Like them.
There's a lot of steam right now on Bieber. There's a lot of Bieber believers out there. Yeah, Bieber fever and Bieber Bieber believers.
Believer.
Up to -230. I don't know if the Royals are a live dog. You know, you're saying you don't want to lay the number with the Boston Red Sox. I get that. But, you know, Baltimore are terrible. Colorado are a trendy team tonight. But that game is a pick 'em. It's -108. Right now, the Chicago White Sox are technically home dogs, Cam, but they're not plus money. But you know, it's like -110, -102. Should be this is a big time game tonight between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox.
I agree. You got two aces on the hill. You got Berrios and Giolito. I think it's a fantastic baseball game. I'm not sure, even with the hard-hitting Twins lineup, Marenzi, runs are going to be at a premium. Giolito's an absolute damn stud. That total at 8.5, I could actually live with the under, but I'm not going to bet it. I told you, I have a new name, Selection Stewart. I'm going to be very, very selective. Before, when I went to the grocery store hungry, Marenzi, you're right, I took everything down. I ate while I was there, threw everything in the cart now. There's only so many things that I can get. Got to be smart. It's a tough game. I got to be honest with you. I think the value with the White Sox is gone with Giolito. So we'll figure it out. I think actually Berrios at that price is very interesting. Chicago's a trendy team, but Minnesota's still a better team.
A live dog tonight, Cam, could be the Arizona Diamondbacks. And listen, I'm high on San Diego. I like San Diego this year. I think they're going to be a scrappy team. Fernando Tatis Jr., it's amazing. Fernando Tatis and Vladimir Guerrero were both teammates with the Expos. Now they both have kids that are like studs. So Fernando Tatis Jr. is a stud. People forget about Manny Machado. I tell you what, Paddock's a very good pitcher as well. I like San Diego. Like I said, I'll play San Diego this year. I'm willing to bet on San Diego this year. But I think they're being overpriced tonight a little bit. You got Bumgarner making his debut this evening for the D-backs. The D-backs have a good lineup. And,
I agree.
You know, +134. Like, to me, this should be 110, 102. Like, San Diego should be -112. Arizona should be -107 or something like that.
120 instead, tops.
Yeah, like, come on. San Diego's -154? Like, they're getting priced like they're already good. Like, we talked about this with Teddy Covers on Sports Rage Late Night about teams like the White Sox, the Reds, here San Diego. Teams that are getting hyped up, they're getting priced like they're already good. Like they're not going to be good. right? Like minus 154, that means you're a good team. You're laying a buck 54, and they are, but are they better than Arizona? No. So I think Arizona are a live dog tonight. Just looking, can they win the game? Yes, they can, and you're getting 34 cents.
Agreed, big time. I haven't clicked with Arizona, but I wrote down some things that I like, some potential underdogs, and Arizona made the list. I agree. You're getting Madison Bumgarner at a price like that. Paddock's a good pitcher, but really, the Padres should be a buck 20 in that game, in my opinion. I think that line's way out of whack, and Arizona has some good hitters. It's that game, to me, is very close. So I'm with you, Morenci. That might make the card tonight. I lean Arizona.
Yeah, that's one of the late games this evening. We'll be breaking down. We're going to be with you until 8 o'clock Eastern this evening, breaking down these baseball games, in-game numbers. We'll get you caught up to date as far as the 3M Open is concerned. We'll take a look at the leaderboard, the odds board. MLS soccer is off today, but we got knockout stage soccer tomorrow. Game time decisions continue.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions continues. I am Morenci, throwing it down with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. We'll try to get Joey Odessa a little bit later on, maybe on Sports Rage late night tonight, as we're getting backed up in the green room with guests this week. All right, so Blue Jays and the Tampa Bay Rays about to go off the board in a couple of moments. Yep. And we're going to pull the trigger on the Toronto Blue Jays. We've been going $100 a unit on these games. But when we're going to be pulling the trigger on underdogs, we're going to go $50. I'm going to go broke. I'm laying $100 on every plus money pick. So we'll go $50 when we're taking a shot with, with a plus 130, a plus 150 or more. Because quite frankly, I don't have the same confidence level in the Toronto Blue Jays tonight as I did last night in the New York Yankees. Right, but I still want to play it, and I think they can win this baseball game. And I said $50. $50 still going to be a nice payday. It's going to pay back. 50 pays back.
74.
$117.50.
Yeah, so 50 to me. Yeah, that's not bad. What I would say is just you're playing it for, if a unit's $100, you're playing it for half. Some days you're going to bet favorites at $50. Some day you're going to bet an underdog at $50. I don't really do it that way.
Favorites 100.
I'm really make sense to me. But say a favorite loses, Gabe, that's 140 instead of, if you keep it the same for favorites and dogs.
I said it yesterday. I'm not laying a minus 170. I'm not laying 170 to win 100. I'm just laying 100 to win 57.
Oh, I see. Okay. I understand. But
I'm not going to lay minus 220 to win 100. If I'm going to play big favorite in baseball, like tonight, I'll play the run line or I'll put it in a parlay. Like you play an Astros Dodgers parlay tonight, that's still plus money.
That's the way to play it. That's the way to play it.
You're getting Verlander and you're getting Stripling.
Yes. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You got Stripling and Verlander. Say you play these games separate, okay? Say you don't parlay it. I'm just saying this is common sense. If you play them both at over 200, you lose one. Whatever, right? You know what I mean? It's like, what are you doing? You're going to lose juice. If you parlay it, at least on the parlay, Gabe, you don't have to pay that extravagant amount of juice. I think that's the way to do these big favorites. I know it's hard to do it all the time, but that's parlay material. I know last year, the public parlays and all the other stuff, sometimes it didn't work. But if you're confident with the Dodgers and you're confident with Houston, I'd rather turn it into a plus and not deal with the juice. That's the way I would roll.
I'm going to pull the trigger on Aaron Nola as well. We're going to go over the 5.5. Now, listen, the Marlins are in a similar situation as the Nationals were in, and that they've all been exposed to coronavirus and they're in a panic. Right now.
Yeah.
Right. So they're down to a fourth catcher,
Like, they literally have lost three catchers. They got two catchers that have coronavirus. One catcher's hurt. And now they bring in my boy, Frankie Cervelli. Man, my old DFS savior. I used to fill him in for $1,800.
Yeah, that's right. Cervelli's under $2,000. He was on the Pirates. Put him in.
Yeah, yes, no, he was always Francisco. I would spend Cervelli. All my money. I'd be like, yeah, put Cervelli in there, whatever. Yeah, so Cervelli's going to be behind the plate tonight. But, yeah, like the Marlins are a little freaked out because they were all on the same plane together. And then they found out. This is what happens when you don't have, you know, they don't know about testing right away. So they're a little bit freaked out right now. Listen, the Phillies are ready to mash, okay? We're going to see if the Phillies can back this up. I think they are. I think they're ready to go. Their lineup is stacked. Joe Girardi is now the manager. You got Nola on the hill. There's no reason not to like the Phillies tonight. I understand not wanting to lay the price. I put them in that parlay with the Met game to stay under the 6.5. But I'm going to take this prop here, the strikeout prop. I'm not going to get crazy. $25. $25 on the strikeout prop. See, mm-hmm. I'm establishing a structure here, Kev. 100, yes. 50, 25. My NBA structure will be 500, 250.
Oh, yeah. And here's your NBA structure. 150, 200. Then late at night, hey, I'm bored, live, 250, 325.
My NBA structure will be dangerous. My NBA structure is going to be like 375 plus four in the first half. Oh, speaking of the NBA.
Yes, the NBA.
Actually, you know what? Last night, I thought of you last night because it's amazing. I gave the speech yesterday on the show about $200 a day adds up to $72,000 a year.
Great speech.
And amazingly enough, it was destiny. The end of the night, I won $210 last night.
See what I'm talking about? Amazing. Gambler will give you a
sat down. I was like, man, that's crazy. I just talked about being happy to win 200 a night, and I just won 210. And I did not click. I saw, man, they were playing soccer in Australia. I stayed away. They were playing basketball in China. I stayed away. I actually went for a walk. I figured, you know what? Yeah, let me get a getaway. I shut the computer, and I was like, intervention smart. Time. I went out. I got something to eat. I was like, all right. And I can't lie. A couple of times, I was like, let me sort of look at the score there, see what's going on there. Sort of checked in.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything. And then they got me. The son of a bitch has got me.
I was going to praise you.
No, only for $25. And
okay,
it was Aussie rules football.
Did
so
you
it
win?
Wasn't. No.
Okay, so you won 100. Lesson. At the end of the night, you won 170 something dollars. Is that the way it worked?
Yeah, 185.
It's still close to 200. Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, after the year, you're right.
You're a piece of work, man. Like,
no, but it was Aussie football. It wasn't a random sport. At least it was a sport I follow.
I get it. I'm just saying, you make a lot of sense when you're speaking, but it's hard to control it. I'm with you, man. I got the same problem. It's like, you know, I leave the AA meeting and they keep the taps open. I get it. Like, it's tough. Like, going for a walk was a very, very smart move, though. But next time, maybe you got to shut down electronic devices, too, so you can't see the games. But no, but your job as a sports host, it's hard to do that because you're talking sports. Very, very tough situation you're in.
It's fine. You listen, the AFL, I'll get it back. And like, no, the whole point was to stay away from like really stupid sports. Yeah, the AFL, at least I follow. I know. It's not Vietnamese soccer. I'm not betting corner kicks of a Vietnamese soccer game. Yet I am willing to pull the trigger. So the NBA has been playing some exhibition games. They're back right now. Mm-hmm. And the Raptors play their first game this evening. All right. They take on the Houston Rockets tonight.
Correct.
Now, listen, the Rockets are already an incredibly thin team as far as depth is concerned at the best of times. Mm-hmm. They're a two-man operation between Westbrook and Harden. And Westbrook has coronavirus, doesn't he? And
he's playing tonight. He wasn't going to play, but he's playing.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He did have coronavirus, I'm saying. Exactly. Harden showed up late. The Houston Rockets, I imagine the level of caring tonight on a scale of 1 to 10 for James Harden and Westbrook about this game this evening is -4.
-4. Okay.
Yeah, honestly, do you really think the Rock, like, they don't have any players. They, you know what I mean? They got two superstar guys. They're, you know what I mean? It's the first game back of a scrimmage exhibition game. they're not pushing it. Trust me. I like this. And the Raptors, on the other hand, the Raptors were the first team to start practicing, guys. They went to Fort Myers ahead of the bubble even. They've been rolling along. They've been having good practices. If you look at the Raptor players, Chris Boucher's ripped. They've got all these guys, Terrence Davis. They've got all these guys that are trying to prove themselves to coach Nick Nurse to get into the rotation and get some real minutes, real minutes and real games moving forward. The Raptors are actually competing for playing time. And the Raptors benches, they got a bunch of studs, dude. I'm telling you right now, Chris Boucher is going to score 18 points tonight. And people are after Twitter, I can't believe Chris Boucher. Yeah. And Boucher is going to go off, and Terrence Davis is going to go off. The Raptors are just incredibly deep. They take everything serious that they do. They're ready to ball. They're going to smoke the Houston Rockets tonight.
What's the line?
2.5. Raptors favored by 2.5.
Yeah, I'd lay that. I'd take both money line and spread. And
I was thinking about it, but it's are these games really going to be close? No, that's the thing. You know what I mean? Do you want to lay the money line 145 or?
Yeah.
It's not a buzzer. Put it this way, Kev. If a team's down 6. It's not timeout in the free throw game and stuff. Whatever, dude. We lost by 6. I don't know, 4. You know what I mean? It's an exhibition scrimmage. 10-minute quarters, Cam. It's not even 48 minutes. 10-minute quarters.
I agree with you. I think I'm just going to look in the next break and bet on the Raptors because I couldn't agree more. Even if Westbrook comes back, he's what's he going to play? Oh, he's going to play a couple minutes? Yeah, you say the guy comes off coronavirus. You mentioned Harden. They can't afford to get any more players hurt in this situation. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, Rivers just left the bubble, too. He's got a family concern. I think the Raptors might win this game by 20 points.
Yeah, I like where you're going with that. And, you got to lay 2.5, not 20.5.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. 20 points might be a little bit of a push, though.
18, 16, whatever. 20, they'll comfortably cover the spread. Comfortably cover the spread at 2.5.
To 20 points. This game's going off at 7:35 Eastern time. All right, the first hour's just flown by here. We've got to get into we're going to get into our best bets. We're going to get into our baseball picks. And then in-game live is at 7, and we'll continue to break down tonight's baseball card. I will give you some UFC picks. We'll check in with the 3M Open as well as the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. Real pitcher's duel. Earlier today at City, the Mets are now 1-0, and that's what the final score was. 1-0 yes. Final score. The Mets beat the Atlanta Braves. Cam,
very happy, Morency. Great start to the day with the Mets. We got a parlay going with Cincinnati. If they can get the job done there, we'll cap off that. And that would be fantastic. Very nice. And going to be selective with tonight's baseball card, though, buddy. I'm probably only going to take about 2 or 3 games. Going to really ease into this, try to build the bend, get it going.
Yeah, we started off with the Yankees. We're in on the we got that parlay alive with the Phillies. We got a piece of the Cincinnati Reds. And don't forget the Reds right now are up 2-0, and they're in business right now again, actually. They've got some runners on. Nice. The Mets victorious. Reds up 2-0 on the Detroit Tigers. And the Toronto Blue Jays and the Rays have begun. Both me and Cam are both on the Toronto Blue Jays. We're going to get into your best bets on the other side. We'll get into our best bets. We have quite a few of them coming in on Twitter here. Let's start to get caught up here and see if there's any consensus plays. The first hour's just flown by, but we still got another hour to hit after an in-game live. See if we can find some value. Good example was what we talked about yesterday, Cam. The Dodgers came down to -200 last night in that baseball game. Mm-hmm. I think it was -190 at one point when it was still scores. Then San Francisco took the lead instead of laying the 300. You jump in a spot like that. There's a lot of opportunities in game when it comes to baseball.
Absolutely correct. And that's the best way to play the Dodgers. Sometimes with those big favorites, Gabe, don't even bet them before the game. Wait to a situation where the other team has a lead or it's scoreless and the line goes down. Exactly what you said. Great way to attack it. You knew when San Fran was up 1-0, the Dodgers were still going to get it done.
All right. We're getting a lot of Marlins and Angels love out there. People looking at the Angels tonight against the Athletics, and the Marlins, dangerous pick against the Philadelphia Phillies. I think the Marlins are a better team than people think that they are, but I think they're in a bad spot tonight against Aaron Nola. I like the over 5.5 strikeouts there, too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, a couple of minutes left here. Game Time Decisions in-game live coming up at 7 with me and Cam. Let's get into our best bets right now. What are you looking at tonight, Cam?
Not going to screw around with the juice. I'm going to parlay the St. Louis Cardinals with Flaherty with your L.A. Dodgers tonight, Gabe, to +103. I think that's good. And I'm also going to take the Milwaukee Brewers at even money. I think they'll get it done against the Cubs. We're already on Toronto and Cincinnati to close out the parlay. Those are the games that I'm looking at right now. And I have a lean to the Arizona Diamondbacks at +135 as a pooch against San Diego. Haven't pulled the trigger yet.
All right, so we got a bunch of pieces of the Cincinnati Reds, but the Reds and the Phillies parlay +121 in action. The Toronto Blue Jays +132 in action, as we talked about earlier. And I will lay the chalk with the St. Louis Cardinals. Jack Flaherty's one of the best pitchers in baseball that people don't talk about. You know, the guy's just money, and he's not flashy. But, you know, he was fourth in the Cy Young voting last year. I don't think people realize this. Fewest hits per nine innings pitched. Fewest walks per nine innings pitched. But he doesn't have that same, you know, sizzle as Strasburg and Scherzer and all these guys. But he's freaking money. What I like about it, too, he struck out 18 Pirate hitters last year in 15 innings. I like the Cardinals tonight. I'm going to play the strikeout prop too for Flair. I'm also going to play that Aaron Nola prop over 5.5. Cam, over 5.5 strikeouts for Aaron Nola. And as far as Flaherty, let me just get the updated number for the strikeout props here. These aces are getting it done, dude. Like, we talk about it. Like, no one makes contact, bro. Like, Scherzer gave up a bunch of runs last night, but he still struck out like 9 guys immediately. And Flaherty, 5.5 strikeouts tonight. Come on. If it's a trap, then call 911, Cam, because little Timmy fell in the well.
Yeah, I'm Timmy O'Toole.
And I fell in the well. Fell right in. In-game live coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.